You are now tuned in, the sheriff says.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's up. Just sit back, relax. I got the show for you.
Yeah, I do.
All right, here we go.
What's up? What you know, no good. Been a little while, yeah. But you know, I'm doing my thing. So here I am with a new show for you. And I don't know. This one needs no introduction. So I'm just going to pop off, you know what I mean? You know, I'll just be popping off, doing my own thing. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just going to start this off on a really funny topic. I mean, at least I think it's funny. It's about astronauts. N-O-T. Astronaut. You're not an astronaut. You've not been to outer space because, you know, there's a big firmament over the Earth. You know, the firmament in the Bible. The Bible talks about the firmament. So, yeah. So I did some research into Craig Britton's campaign and into becoming senator, which he should have just stuck with the vice president thing whenever I offered it to him, but he didn't. He decided he wanted to stick to the senator thing and then drop out of the race later. But who actually won his portion of the race? Well, Mark Kelly. Who's Mark Kelly? He's an astronaut. So, yeah. I mean, like, why would you bow out to this guy? I mean, like, I know, like, you couldn't get on the ballot, but neither could I. And I mean, instead of sticking to your guns, you dropped out of the race? I don't know. I don't know what's up with that. I mean, this dude, Mark Kelly, like, it's just the epitome of, like, the type of bullcrap that's going on these days. And so, I mean, I don't know, man. I just, you know, Craig Britton dropped out of the race. I didn't. I mean, you know, I don't know, man. It's just something to think about. Like, why would you? I don't get it, man. I don't get it. But there's something else I don't get. So there's this guy, Felix Rivera, and he is, he was appointed by the Anchorage Assembly, the Alaskan Assembly of Anchorage. And this is whenever Berkowitz was forced to step down because of all the accusations on his plate. And, well, Berkowitz ran to California from what I heard. That's what my sources say. And this guy, Felix Rivera, takes over, right? And continues to destroy Anchorage. And Alaskans are not happy about it. And so they've called for a recall. And now, you gotta understand, like, the mentality of some of these Alaskans. And keep in mind, I say some of these Alaskans, they're pig-headed, they're bullies. They want to get their way. It's sick. They're sick people, and that's really as nice as I can put it. Because if I dig into it any further, like they're gonna get mad. And I mean, let them get mad. I don't care. Because I mean, like, the only other thing that I would say is they're probably potentially child molesters. I mean, that's just. I mean, I've seen it. I've seen the way these people are. I've seen them do this, you know what I'm saying? And it doesn't matter if you tell the police or not, because the police will not do anything about it. They just won't. And now, I'm not knocking any police on any of the forces in Alaska, but I mean, look at what happened to Berkowitz. There was allegations made against him about being with a minor and doing things on a minor's website and yada yada yada, the whole nine yards. And the police didn't do anything. The FBI didn't do anything. The force didn't do anything. I mean, he was forced out of his seat, but then they put in Felix Rivera. Now, we're just gonna kinda physically describe this guy. He looks like a mole. Like, if you thought of a human mole, like, that's him. And I'm not trying to be mean or nothing. I'm not trying to discredit the guy because he does a good job at discrediting himself. But I mean, you know, this guy, I don't know. Like let me just break down what happened. So they said, we want a recall. And then he goes, I think it was Supreme Court or some judicial branch, right, of Alaska, because I don't have a story in front of me. I'm just kind of running from memory. So kind of, you know, take a grain of salt with a little bit of this. But only with the details. But what I'm trying to say is that, so he decides that he wants to, you know, take this into court and appeal it. He wants to appeal the recall. And they're like, now the judge is like, you know, you can't just appeal a recall. Like, you know, you can't take away human right to a recall on somebody they disagree with. You just because you disagree with them doesn't take away their constitutional rights. You see what I'm saying? They like to trample all over the Constitution. Now this isn't just Alaska. This isn't just this guy. This isn't just these types of people in Alaska. This is just these types of people in general. They're doing dirty, and they're willing to take this like all the way to the grave with them if they have to. You understand? Like they're defending their assertions. They don't even have a right. You know what I'm saying? They're just defending their assertions. Well, I'm asserting myself. Oh yeah? You're asserting yourself? Get out of here. Get the fuck out of here. Just take off. Go on. And I mean, that's just what it comes down to. Because Alaskans don't agree or like this guy, Felix Rivera, because he's taking Alaska down an even darker path. And Alaskans are tired of it. And you don't understand it until you've spent a couple years in Alaska. You know what I mean? And you've seen these types of things going on yourself. The child trafficking out of the Kroger brand, Fred Meyers. You know what I'm saying? You don't understand until you understand their mind games. Their, you know what I'm saying? Their corruption. Especially over the law enforcement sector of this whole story. You know what I'm saying? They've got, this is how they put it. We've got connections. You know what I'm saying? They've got connections here. They've got connections there. And they think that no matter where you run, we got connections. No mess with you. Well, yeah. You think you got all these connections? Well, let's see how far that goes. Turns out, didn't go as far as they wanted. Ha-ha. So, I mean, you know, it's just something else. Like I said, like the audacity. The audacity of these people, the nerve of these people to just say, you know what? Screw their constitutional rights. I'm going to continue to assert myself in the way that I see fit. Screw what the people want. It's what I want. Because my name is Felix Rivera. All right, Felix. Wow. Wow. You see what I'm saying? It's these types of scumbags that are in office that have no place in office. They've got no right, no place to be in politics. They don't have, they have created their own space in politics and declared it a safe space for them and their kind. And I'm pretty sure you can pick up what I'm saying whenever I say them and their kind. These sick types of people. And just sick, sick in the head, spiritually wrong, unconstitutional. They, like I said, the audacity of these people, the nerves of these people to assert themselves in politics in ways that they should not. And they're sticking their nose in places where it should not be. Curiosity is killing Felix the cat. You understand? How that dude Felix is still alive? After everything I've seen in Alaska is beyond me. The only thing that comes to mind is that there must be a plethora of good people in Alaska that are willing to combat this the right way. But, as I said, they have corrupt connections in the police force and they get their way. You understand? See, they thought they had the corrupt connections in the judicial branch of Alaskan politics, whatever you want to call it, the political realm. But they don't. They don't. Their connections only go so far. You understand? They may have it cornered in Juneau, Alaska, but it doesn't, I'm sorry, but it just doesn't reach statewide. You can't possibly corrupt everyone. You can't. Now, if you got $190 billion, that can buy you a lot of cooperation, Las Vegas shooting. But if you ain't got the money, they ain't got the time. You understand what I'm trying to tell y'all, folks? It's these types of people in politics asserting themselves. Hence this fake Joe Biden. They have asserted a fake Joe Biden because if you've been with us before, you understand that Joe Biden is not Joe Biden. You understand? This is called Joe Biden my style. You know? This is not even the real Joe Biden. Who's to even say that this is the real Kamala Harris? I mean, they say that Dave Chappelle isn't the real Dave Chappelle anymore. They say Eminem is not the real Eminem anymore. You know? And they straight up killed off Bernie Mac. So, I mean, it's just wow. Wow. But, you know, it baffles me, the nerve of these people. To come up in politics, to get appointed, in other words, they didn't earn their seat in politics, which, let's face it, which politician has? You know? But then to continue to assert themselves how they see fit, their agenda. It's not right, folks. It's not okay. It's not okay. And for some reason, it goes on and on and on. It just keeps happening. You know, and I understand the term, give them enough rope to hang themselves. But how far are you really willing to let these people go and do their thing? I mean, I don't know. Just, I'm going to shut up on it because that's more than enough on it. And I think you kind of get the gist of it. And if you don't, you can always reach out to me on Twitter. And I'd be more than happy to let you know. But it's out of this world. Let's just put it that way. It's out of this world. And apparently, the majority of this is out of our hands. We can only do so much. Like I said, impeach him. Like I said about Gavin Newsom, impeach the bastard. Impeach these people. You know what I'm saying? They should be facing charges. These people should be charged criminally. I mean, am I wrong? I'm sorry, have I said something wrong here? I don't think so. I don't think so at all. I do not think these people should be getting away with the murder they're committing, so to speak. You understand? Because these people, this is unforgivable. The things that they are doing, you don't just forgive someone who does it. Like, let's say you forgive them, you know what I'm saying? But you're not going to forget. You're definitely not going to forget what they've done. It's crazy. But all the while, what are we doing about Begich? I mean, as far as I understand, he's still in office. What are we doing about Murkowski? As far as I understand, she's still in office. You know, and I'm sick of hearing, oh, we should all work together. No, we should not. Yes, okay, I do believe in unity, but when it comes to war, no, we should not all work together. I'm sorry. Lisa Murkowski, you're out of here. Begich, you're out of here. Berkowitz is long gone. And now he's seeking refuge out here in California. Dude, these people need to be in jail cells for life, if not public execution. I mean, I'm just saying. Look at what all they've done. Look at all these crimes they've committed. And, I'm sorry, allegedly. They allegedly committed. So why isn't anybody looking into the Arctic Circle? Their involvement in the Arctic Circle. And for those of you who don't know about the Arctic Circle, I'm alleging that it's a child trafficking scheme because they want to break the ice inside the Arctic Circle so that way they can ship things better. You heard me right. And now it's to the point that where they want aircrafts to, like, mass transport aircrafts to carry things, like, from here to Russia, for example. Why? What are we transporting in these places? If it's not humans, then what is it? You know, don't even answer that. Because I already know what these people are about. Allegedly. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you don't buddy up with John Podesta, you know, the guy who got caught, you know, abusing a child on film, putting him in the shower, scalding him, making him call you daddy. You know, you don't get caught on film and then say, oh, that's alleged. That's not really him. No, it's him. It's wild. Yes, I understand. You're looking at this maybe and you're like, wow, this is wild. This is sensational. No, it's a fact. It's a freaking fact. You don't believe me? Look at it yourself. Look it up like I did. Go down the rabbit holes like I did. John Podesta is guilty of sin. Speaking of sin, you know what the unforgivable sin is? To deny your creator, to deny God, to have other gods before him. For he is a jealous God. He doesn't like it. He doesn't like it. And I mean, if you're wondering, like, what, God, what is wrong with my life? Maybe it's that. Maybe you're putting other things before God. Maybe so. I mean, read the Bible. Pick up the Bible. There's people on TikTok that read from the Bible. Go look at their feeds. It's great. It's wonderful. Dude, there's a podcast. The Bible in a Year. I mean, there's all sorts of ways to dig into the Bible without having to even open the book. God is all around you. The Bible is all around you. Scripture is all around you if you just look. Open yourself up to this. I mean, your soul depends on it. I mean, that's really all I gotta say about that. Because God is great. Good, great, wonderful. God is amazing. God provides. If you just put God first, God will show you the way. He will open you up, open your life up, and show you the way. Open the book up so he can show you the way. So, anyhow, I walked into a store the other day unmasked. You know, I don't do very much, you know, recently, but I walked into a store unmasked, and the person behind the counter is like, you know, do you need a mask? I said, no, I'm good. You know, I was just there to pick something out, buy it, and leave. That's all I was doing. Didn't even take more than 5 minutes, maybe. So I did my thing, right? I went in there, I picked my stuff out, and I went up there. Well, somebody from the back comes to the front, and they're asserting themselves in my transaction. But before we get into that, let's talk about the guy who was unmasked the whole time he was inside the store until I walked in. You get what I'm saying here? He was unmasked all the way until the moment that I walked into the store, which was a couple minutes. I watched him. And it was more than just me that saw this. You know, I wasn't even the one to notice this at first until I walked into the store and he scurried to put his mask on. Like, I care. I have no mask on. I don't care. Because it doesn't exist. The virus doesn't exist. I've been called an idiot because I don't believe that the virus exists. No, I know that the virus doesn't exist. There's no such thing as COVID-19, y'all. There's no, you know, it just doesn't pop up all of a sudden out of nowhere, you know? Oh my God, it's a sudden virus. Oh, it's something that we've never heard of in all these thousands of years that we've been on this rock. We've never heard of this. Yeah, okay. And now they're talking about mutant strains, but that's another story. That's another story. Because now it's mutating. Oh! Okay. Okay. Yeah, right. Like monkeys might fly out of my butt. Yeah, all right. So anyways, I'm handling the transaction with the cashier who was assigned to my transaction by her just being there. They decide that I don't need anything else. In other words, no products need to be made, right? So instead of minding her own business, she gets involved and starts telling me about needing a mask. I said, excuse me. You know, there's a Freedom of Information Act that came out that proved that there is no COVID-19. COVID-19 doesn't exist. You know what she had the audacity to say to me? Well, everyone is entitled to their opinions. There it is, right in front of my face. Everything, all these corrupt propaganda pushers online have said, all the things they have said to me, right there in my face. Somebody is in my face saying this. I couldn't believe it. I about lost my mind. How dare she? How dare she say this? My opinion? I said, my opinion? Okay, this is what I'm thinking. Okay, all right, that's it. Because now I'm shaking. I'm so upset that she has said my opinion. Everybody's entitled to their opinions. I said, okay, my opinion? What about Freedom of Information Act? Don't you understand about that? It's a fact. A fact. No matter what you say, it is a fact that COVID-19 does not exist. She didn't know what to say after that. There's absolutely nothing she could say after that. And I go to leave the store, and I turn around and I say, wait a minute. Is it a state thing? Or is it a store thing that you are mandated to wear a mask? She said, it's a store thing. I said, so, okay. So what you're telling me is that the owner of the store is trying to force people to wear masks. She said, yes. I said, you tell that owner that I will never spend another dime at this place ever again. I will never, ever, ever come back to this store and spend money here, ever. She said, okay. I said, God, what a jagoff. And I left. End of story. I don't care who heard it. I don't care who was there to see it. I spoke my mind. Because COVID-19 doesn't exist. The fact that I still have to even sit here and say this is outrageous. Because this has been going on for a whole year now. A whole year. And people are still clinging to this false idol. You heard me right. You didn't hear me wrong. It's a false idol. And if you're clinging to this and you praise and whatever this COVID-19, this lie, this deception, this governmental deception, then you really gotta check yourself. You gotta get right with God, because you are committing the unforgivable sin. You're denying your creator, which has given you an immune system to fight things like this said virus. I mean, am I wrong here? Don't answer that, because you can't. You can't. You can't possibly say yes, because like I said, Freedom of Information Act, fact versus this fiction. It's fiction. There's no other way to explain this. There's no other thing to call this other than exactly what it is. Fiction. Not only did she have the audacity to assert herself in such a manner, spreading lies and propaganda, but she did it condescendingly. Condescending. Do you understand? Let's look up the word condescending, because I am absolutely tired of condescending behavior by public servants. Condescending, showing or characterized by a patronizing or superior attitude towards others. exhibiting an attitude of superiority, patronizing. Displaying a patronizingly superior attitude. What is the definition of patronize? To treat in a condescending manner, often in showing interest or kindness that is insincere. Do you understand? Insincere kindness. Insincere interest. Oh yeah? You don't say. Condescending. Everyone's entitled to their opinions. Condescending. Tired of it, man. Tired of it. I've dealt with it. Being in the industry, the restaurant industry, the public servant industry, especially, I am so tired of condescending behavior, especially from politicians. They think that they're superior. They think they're your superiors because they make the laws. They have the power to make the laws. I'm the boss. AOC has even said it. I'm the one making the decisions here. I'm the boss. She says something along those lines. I'm doing this job. They're not.
Oh, really? Really? Oh, all right. All right. Oh, boy.
Get out of here. You know, I was on Doug Ducey's LinkedIn page, and he kept posting a bunch of BS about the virus and all this crap. I kept telling him he should be ashamed of himself. I was basically rubbing his nose in the poop that he pooped in the house. You understand? And I was told, oh, he has children that might see this. So? They probably don't like him either. You know what I'm saying? If that was my dad and he treated me with the way, in a condescending way, that he treats the people of Arizona? Yeah, okay. All right. Whatever. Sure. Sure, buddy. Sure. Yeah, sure. Okay, sure. I'm not putting up with anybody's crap that's doing this type of stuff. You know? And you shouldn't either. It's absolutely asinine. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous for these people to act this way towards the people whom they serve. You're there to do a job? You're there to serve me? Well, do your job. Serve me. I don't want you as a mask. Respect that. It is my choice. I am a human. I have the rights to make my own decisions over my own health. However, you do not have the authority nor the right to make decisions over my own health, and you do not have the right to tell me what to do. Oh, there's that free will. That free will that you types of people, satanic, that you cling to. You cling to free will while you deny the creator. You deny the maker of us, the maker of this world, which is perfect. Before you came along trying to screw it up with your fake news, your propaganda, your Freemason agenda. Screw you and your Freemason agenda. I'm not having it, and I don't think anybody should put up with it. Nobody. Because God put us on this earth to serve Him and a purpose.